Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED. Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Maddie Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. State lawmakers passed a bill to provide an extension for students who have struggled to complete their financial aid applications in California. The legislation was fast-tracked this week to help students who depend on financial aid to attend college. It's the latest attempt to ease some of the concerns for students and families after a wonky rollout of the new free application for federal student aid form. Last month, the University of California and California State University Systems announced they would extend the deadline for students to accept their admission offers for the fall to no earlier than May 15th. And after months of pressure and tens of thousands of civilian casualties in the region, Governor Gavin Newsom is calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. In a letter penned to California's Muslim, Palestinian American, and Arab American communities, he condemned the ongoing and horrific loss of civilian life. The health ministry in Gaza reports the death toll from Israeli attacks since October 7th is more than 32,000 people. Newsom also condemned the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th. Worker safety advocates are outraged that Governor Newsom's administration may delay the implementation of new rules to protect indoor workers from heat illness. KQED's labor correspondent Farida Javala Romero reports state regulators voted yesterday to approve the rules, but it's unclear if that vote will stand.
California's deadline to adopt indoor heat regulations was 5 years ago. But just hours before the vote, news broke that the State Department of Finance declined to sign off. Mitch Steiger with the California Federation of Teachers was one of many who decried the move.
The priority here needs to be the workers, and it needs to be keeping them safe. The priority is not pulling things back because some employer somewhere doesn't want to comply with the law.
A Department of Finance spokesman says they need to review new information that the cost for correctional institutions could be in the billions of dollars. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala Romero.
In downtown Oakland, a pop-up event called Couch Date is making room for artists and music lovers to hang out, play, and connect with one another. KQED culture reporter Ariana Prale takes us there.
An R&B record spins on a turntable. The music vibrates through a custom-built sound system. Guests lounge on vintage furniture or on one of the patterned rugs lining the floor. Their shoes are off. There's incense in the air. It's a night out that looks and feels like a night in. This is a Couch Date vinyl listening party. There's lively conversation between friends and soon-to-be friends, mostly in their 20s and 30s, all who were given a suggested question prompt at the door. It's one of a few couch date rituals intent on helping people connect and build community.
There's many text threads that have started here, friend groups that have started here. There's even one group of people that met here and last year took a trip to Italy together.
That's Emmanuel Singh, who founded Couch Date in 2019.
It's dope to be able to provide a space that feels comfortable for people, you know?
Singh even made his own meaningful connections with two people who would frequent Couch Date, Afiba Entama and Ak Greystone. The three men now co-run Couch Date and have expanded what it offers. So in addition to the original vinyl listening party Singh started with, they host curated game nights, live jam sessions for local musicians, and artist pop-ups. And Thomas says Couch Date fills a need for more affirming kinds of social experiences that he and others seek.
Less about partying, but also giving room for people to express their creativity and lower their guard down.
Greystone adds that they like providing an alternative to the drinking-centric bar scene.
Especially for people from our generation, you don't have to like force yourself to drink in order to be around. So we focus on being an oasis.
An oasis where, as you're hearing, music and community are the center. One Thursday a month, a group called FamSesh takes over the space for a jam session that champions queer, femme, and non-binary musicians. Witnessing the success of FamSesh inspired Singh to get a house band for Couch Date and offer more opportunities to jam. For that, he reached out to a bass player he connected with on Instagram, Amarinder Singh. Amarinder grew up in Berkeley and describes his sound as psychedelic Punjabi funk. After Amarinder's trio performs a set, it opens up to a jam session where anyone who brought an instrument or wants to get on the mic can take the stage, meaning the rug at the front of the room. He says it's a rich and rare opportunity for many local musicians, citing the loss of some previous jam spaces due to the pandemic.
It's like bringing a resurgence, I'd say. We've had a lot of really successful nights and a lot of really beautiful nights in which nobody really knew each other, so it was a lot of new connections.
Alexis Barnes, a first-time visitor to a recent jam session, enjoys the close-knit feeling at Couch Date.
Well, you know, I think the Bay Area is known for a lot of big, like, festivals and whatnot, but I think these smaller community events where it's really intimate, it feels like you're with friends and family, which is nice.
It's a feeling Singh and Tama and Greystone want to cultivate more of, too. So they've launched an online platform called Tribin that's all about finding, quote, local vibes with your local tribe.
That was KQED culture reporter Ariana Prale. Couch Date is transitioning to a pop-up model with events scheduled around the Bay Area. This Saturday, they'll be hosting a vinyl listening party in Oakland. And that is the California Report for Friday, March 22nd. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Brendan Willard, and Seal Moeller. Our producers are Billy Cruz, Keith Mizuguchi, and Juan Carlos Lara. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our vice president of news is Ethan Tovin Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems working together to advance knowledge and improve lives. StanfordMedicine.org. Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean through amazing live exhibits and global action to protect the ocean from plastic pollution, climate change, and overfishing. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.